Hello, this is Ross from Learning Without Borders, and today we're going to be learning about the Highland Games. Every year, a festival takes place in Scotland called the Highland Games. This is a sort of Scottish version of the Olympics, intended to celebrate Scottish culture. It's said that the Highland Games originate from Ireland in 2000 BC, and that they crossed the water to Scotland with the 4th and 5th century migrations of Scots to the land they now call home. The Braemar Gathering, held in September, is the biggest and most prestigious Highland Games event and enjoys the annual attendance of the royal family. Its origins are royal too. The contests of strength, jumping, running, throwing and riding were introduced by a man called Malcolm Canmore in the year 1040 as a way of selecting the strongest and fittest men to be soldiers. The games consist of three types of events. The first is music. Traditionally, the chiefs of different Scottish clans, or families, would have a competition to see which of their musicians was the best. The instruments used include violin, harp, and of course the Scottish bagpipes. These days, the air at any Highland Games event is filled by the piercing sound of bagpipes playing patriotic Scottish songs. To go with the music, we naturally need dancing. Dancers wear full traditional dress, including the kilt, to perform energetic group dances, collectively known as ceilidh dances. The reason the Highland Games are so famous, though, is for the so-called heavy events. These ancient athletic challenges show off the strength of the competitor and include throwing bags of hay, tug of war, in which two teams pull on the same rope to decide who is strongest, and the most famous event of all, the caber toss. A caber is a very long stick weighing about 79 kilograms. Competitors have to throw or toss this stick in the air so that it rotates 180 degrees and lands on the other end. The closer the caber lands to a 12 o'clock position, the better the throw. Today, the games are very popular, and events are also held outside of Scotland, for example in America and Australia, where there are significant Scottish communities. However, the games are actually banned from 1748, following a rebellion in which the Scottish were unhappy with the king. New laws made traditional Scottish clothes, customs, and gatherings illegal, and was in force for almost 40 years. After the law was removed, the games started to come back to life. The process ended with the visit of King George IV to Scotland, which was great promotion for Scottish culture. This event is commemorated to this day in two famous Edinburgh landmarks, George Street and George IV Bridge.